Lemonada.
If it's a relationship that is damaging at some point, you know, you try and fix it. You try and fix it again. And sometimes you just can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to move on.
Yes, that's the benefit of getting older.
Yeah, you just have to say, this isn't working.
Get the fuck out of my house. Hi, I'm Julia Louis-Dreyfus. That was cook and author Ina Garten. And I'm here to tell you about season two of my podcast, Wiser Than Me, where I continue to get schooled on life by women who are older and, yeah, wiser than me.
Aging has been, in some ways, the greatest, in some ways, is tough. Tough physically, there's no question.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what's really been fantastic.
What?
Emotionally, I am so happy compared to my young days.
Oh.
I cannot tell you.
That was Billie Jean King. You know, I think doing this show has unbrainwashed me about aging. And it's not just me. I mean, we have definitely struck a nerve here. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me to tell me that our conversations with older women have truly made them look forward to getting older. I mean, you know, it's a good thing to be 70 or 80 or 90. Are you comfortable if I ask your real age? Sally Field.
My real age is 77.
Ina Garten.
You know, I kind of like being 76. I get to do whatever I want to do.
Gloria Steinem.
Actually, I'm about to be 90 in minutes.
And Anne Lamott.
My real age is 70. I'm a very young 70, though, except for physically and cognitively.
I am sitting at the feet of these wise women, soaking up every bit of knowledge that they have to offer. I mean, I really do believe that these conversations can change the way that we see ourselves, which is why this season, we're not shying away from anything. Here's Patti Smith.
I have my children's baby teeth. I was the tooth fairy.
Yes, guess what? So was I. I have all of their teeth. And I often think, what can I do with these little tiny, beautiful teeth?
If I'm buried with anything with pockets, I want the teeth in the pockets.
What a great idea. Oh, I'm going to do that, Patti. And Beverly Johnson.
She said, you'll never be on the cover of American Vogue. And she's a tough lady, but I was like taken back. She said, who do you think you are, Cleopatra? And I thought to myself underneath my breath, that's exactly who I think I am.
These glorious women have so much to teach us about how to live a full and meaningful life and let go of what's not working for us. I've also gotten to make some new friends along the way, like Gloria Steinem.
I always think it would be great if an army of gray-haired women could take over the earth.
Bonnie Raitt.
I run my own ship with a great team, but I don't work for anybody and I don't have to answer to anybody. And I'm living in a time when women can carve their own destinies a lot more than my mother's generation even.
Sally Field.
You know, the task as a grown-up is to realize what garment you have knit for yourself to survive as a child, the winter of your childhood. But when you're in the summer, so to speak, of your adulthood, and you can't figure out, why am I so fucking hot all the time? It's because you can't take off this garment. This pattern of behavior from childhood is no longer serving you.
We'll also get wisdom from Vera Wang, Debbie Allen, the incomparable Julie Andrews, and of course, my mom, Judy. Hi, Mama. You look so nice.
Oh, thank you. I put some red lipstick on. What do you think of it?
I love it. I think it's chic.
Thank you. Sometimes I used to see old ladies with red lips, and I couldn't ever decide if I thought it was good or bad.
I'll tell you when it's bad. It's bad when the lipstick's out of bounds. As soon as the lipstick goes out of bounds, pull over and get that fixed. Wiser Than Me from Lemonada Media, returning March 27th.